Episode 768, the animal announcement.
You're not going to tell us still? I thought the title of this episode would reveal some things.
No, it's an animal announcement.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DeVoto. We're back. We are recording, right? I just want to double check. Like when you make an animal announcement, it's, you know, you can't.
What's about to happen?
It's nothing. It's just a, you know, it's just.
You never care if we're recording. You've never cared if we recorded before. Something big is about to happen.
No, it's nothing big. It's just that I have an animal announcement. So I want to start here because this has all kind of happened to me over the last week or so, and I'll give the backstory with it momentarily, but. Let's just review where I stand on animals.
Oh boy.
Heading into this is that I love squirrels, as you know.
Of course, yes.
And do you know what animal I hate?
This is a great trivia question. Can we just play a little, like, give me some hints? Like, is it you said it was squirrel, so is it sort of an outdoor animal?
Yeah, it's
raccoon.
An outdoor. No. Okay, I'm indifferent to raccoons.
So an outdoor animal that you hate. Well, birds. You hate birds.
I hate birds. In fact, a little bit of trivia for everybody who follows the 372 Pages podcast is that at the live show that you and I attended, they were doing kind of a Mad Libs thing, and you can hear this on the recording, that one of the questions out to the audience was an animal you don't like, and you'll hear somebody in the background yell out birds.
And
that is in fact me who is yelling out birds.
You know, that night that we went to that show was probably one of my favorite things we've done all year together.
It was a lot of fun.
We didn't record. We didn't bring it was just us hanging out as friends, which we barely do anymore.
Right.
So maybe we should do more of that.
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Very pro squirrels, very anti birds.
Okay.
And
you have two dogs.
I like dogs.
You have two dogs right now?
Yeah, I like dogs. I think I would like cats, but I'm allergic. So me and cats can't really blend. And the reason I don't like birds, by the way, is that they call to each other, like they're chirping all the time, and birds like crap every 10 minutes. I don't know if you knew that because they have very high metabolism, but it's just. Hate birds is just annoying. It's like, have you ever been woken up by hearing birds screaming outside your window?
Like, do you mean like singing?
Yeah. Well, and then like if you have a wood house, you know, there you get the stupid woodpeckers. And if you ever been crapped on by a bird, it's a terrible experience.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about birds.
Yeah.
I hate birds. So at my office, our computers are Windows 10. I don't know if you guys have Windows 10.
I don't know.
Okay,
how would I find out? Can I look right now?
Well, no, it's just like when you lock your computer, though, Microsoft rotates through like different images, so they'll download different. I don't know if you have that, where a lot of times it'll be like a different nature image.
The mine shows if I was to lock my computer, it would show the date and time.
Oh well, so it shows that, but then there's like a background image of
just a black screen.
You're missing out.
Okay.
So I really look forward to this as my day goes on. And so as I'm sitting there at my computer the other week, there's an image that pops up as part of this rotation. And, you know, at first I don't think anything of it. And, you know, they kind of stick around like for a day or so is generally what happens.
I don't want to derail you, but this has all the feelings of an uncensored episode.
but it's not going to be.
So, listeners, if you
asked me if the animal announcement needed to be uncensored, it does not.
But that's what I'm saying. I usually don't know what you're going to talk about in those episodes. It usually has to do with something at work that went terribly wrong.
No, this is something that went terribly right. So, you know, those pictures, it's not like every time you come back to your desk, there's a new one. They'll stay around for a day or two or something. You know, it's just every now and then there's just new picture waiting for you. So at first, I don't think anything of this new picture. And then I'm going throughout my day and I'm realizing that I'm thinking about this picture of this animal that's on my computer. And it's like it's like moving me. It's majestic. And I want to show you, it's not a great shot because it's a picture, taking a picture of a screen.
Okay.
You know, maybe we can supplement this on the website. We'll upload a couple pictures so everybody else can see. But I want to show you what I saw on my computer screen.
Okay.
So take a look.
Let's take a look. It's an owl, a white owl.
It's a white snow. And like, what word pops into your head when you see that guy?
Harry Potter.
No, stupid Harry Potter. I hate Harry Potter.
What do you...
Like, the word that popped into my head was majestic. Like, okay. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's, I mean, you don't flying sound, through the air.
You sound a little, I guess I'm a little disappointed by your reaction so far. You sound a little
well, I don't know
underwhelmed.
Where this, I don't know where this announcement okay, is going. Did like you buy a snow owl? No. Do you now own a snow owl?
No, so you've got this owl. And like, this yeah. guy's amazing.
All right.
Like, don't you feel in awe looking at that picture?
It's a nice picture. What do you want me to say?
It's just like... Be a, like I showed this to other people around the office. Like I was calling people into my office, take a look at the owl. Everybody was like, "Wow, that's a majestic owl."
Everybody said majestic.
Maybe they were sucking up to me. I don't know. Yeah, well,
you're
I said
the,
majestic.
You're the boss now. I see. This is great. You can gauge your jokes on me. Like,
but the people who I was calling into my office don't report to me.
Okay.
And so
yet
not yet. But, you know, they know I'm an influential guy.
All right.
So, like, calling people into my office to look at the owl. And I'm like, this guy's majestic. But this introduces a pretty big conflict for me, right?
Because you hate birds.
I hate birds. So I got to think about this. And so here's the announcement is that I'm declaring an official distinction between birds and birds of prey.
Oh, wow. So not just owls.
Yeah, birds of prey.
What other birds of prey do you like?
Hawks? Well, like hawks?
You like hawks now?
Of course. Not like owls.
No, of course not. Like, do you specifically only like snow owls? Or
no,
do you like
no, no,
all
I'm going to show you some more pictures. Okay. So, like, that night I go home, you know, and I'm sitting in my office and I pull out my phone and what do I Google? I type in majestic owl photos. And I want to show you the guy. And I have this as my new computer lock screen. So I've left behind the rotating images, and I'm going to show
you chose your favorite
the picture
of
that
all
I have up there.
Oh,
look
wow.
at that's the reaction I wanted.
Well, I was sarcastic. It was. This is a kind of a you know fluffy owl just kind of walking towards the camera.
No, he's not walking. He is
stalking.
He's stomping towards.
He's stalking.
And I want to hang on. Give me the phone back because I got to zoom in for you. Look at those talons.
Yeah.
Oh,
he looks. I mean, those almost look like cat feet, yeah, just ready to
and
strike.
Look at that face.
So what's your favorite thing about the face of an owl?
Just, like, this owl just looks like he's not going to take any crap from anybody. Like, I wanted to be this owl when I saw it. Like, this is how I wanted to be.
Earlier you mentioned that birds crap every 10 minutes. Do yeah. owls also?
Who gives a crap? Like, they are allowed to. Like, if I'd be a privilege to have an owl defecate on you.
Wow.
Like, and so...
So this is the new thing.
I love owls. So what I did
this
is like
a big announcement.
Like so I went and found a website of 136 owl pictures and I texted that out to some of my work friends and we were going through and texting back and forth about all our favorite owls. So then what I did is on Friday or Thursday I went on to Amazon.com and I bought us not you and I, but me and my work friends matching owl mugs that we're now using around the office. And so,
show me the owl mug.
Okay, I'm going to find the owl mugs. I mean, this is less fun for the people who are hearing, but I'll try and get it up.
Yeah,
try to get it on the website. So I got these matching owl mugs, and so we kind of got this little owl club going on.
So do you call yourselves the
owl buddies?
You call yourselves the owl buddies?
That's what I'm...
Is that really what you call yourselves? The owl buddies?
The owl buddies. Look at those mugs.
But wait. I just want to be clear. Do they know that you call them the owl buddies?
Yeah, I've been referring to them as the owl buddies. And we, you know, my friend Paul.
So did you get a bunch of different ones and just pass out?
Well, it's a set of four.
So how many sets did you buy?
I bought one set of four.
Oh, so you only have three. You have three owl buddies.
Yeah, well, I have myself and two owl buddies. And Paul was going to be an owl buddy. And then I kicked him out of the owl buddies club.
Why?
I don't know. He was bugging me. So I kicked him out of the owl buddies.
Your best friend at work isn't an owl buddy?
No, he was making fun of the owl, so he got kicked out of the owl buddies.
So you're saying you have an extra mug that could, for
I
another
do.
Owl buddy?
You know, but it's really
kind of a work thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a work thing. You know, so and I guess based on your initial reaction, you don't really seem like owl buddy material.
Yeah,
to
no,
me.
I mean owls are cool. I mean, of the birds, I'd say they're probably
no, they're
my
majestic.
Top. 10, 5.
But, like, you know, 100. I'm just going to scroll through some of these. Like, man, look at these pictures.
You know what we should
owls.
Do? Listeners, if you can hear my voice, stop right now. Start Googling owl pictures. Find your favorite one and just go ahead and throw it up on our Sci-Fi Christian Facebook page.
Exactly.
Make Ben happy.
Yeah, man. So,
I mean, you know, we're recording this just a few days before, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Well, why not make this a great Thanksgiving treat for
see,
Ben?
See, and I hate turkeys.
Oh, wow.
hate turkeys. Like, yeah, I mean, there's so many great out. Look at that guy. Wow, that, look at that silly guy.
He's turning his head all the way upside down. That's pretty cool.
It is.
I wasn't
expecting this. Yeah. It's just like sometimes a little present comes into your life in the way you least expect it. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing my job, just, you know, working hard, not screwing around. And here comes this owl. And the next thing you know, I've got an owl buddy club going and I'm drinking out of owl mugs. And
you know who loves owls? Harry Potter.
No, Harry Potter doesn't love owls. They treat them as functional slaves. They're glorified pigeons in the Harry Potter world.
Buddy.
I hate Harry Potter. And
oh, what? When did that happen?
I'm just saying it right now.
I know you don't hate Harry Potter.
Well, right now I do because you keep bringing him up during my animal announcement episode. So
that's the first thing I thought of. You said, what did you think of?
But, oh, I forgot to tell you the best part. I forgot to tell you the best part, and this is going to take just a second to get all up. Right. But because, you know, I still love...
Why don't we talk about our favorite owls from fiction while you
do
that?
No, we're not going to do that.
I'll tell you what I like.
Narnia has owls.
Winnie the Pooh. One of his best friends is an owl.
So
the wisest of all.
I'm thinking it's like, well, squirrels and owls, do they really mix? Probably not, because owls are more nocturnal. But then I go on to Google and I put an owl and squirrel and look what comes up.
Look at that picture. Now that is awesome.
Look at just that little picture. Friends. They're
like, is he about to eat them or are they hanging?
No, they're hanging out. So what you have, listeners, and again, I'll try and post the picture, but in case I don't, what you have is a squirrel on a branch and then an owl's kind of behind another branch. And he's peeking out. And they're looking at each other.
Yeah, they're just making friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is nice. I'm going to Google. See, that's the best picture you showed me all day.
No, it's not. The owl stomping.
Owl and squirrel picture. I'm going to find this.
It's like that owl stomping through the snow. That's how I want to be as a boss. It's like here comes your the owls. Exactly. Squirrels and owls, everyone.
Wow. This is a whole brand of picture.
Yeah.
There's multiple pictures of owls and squirrels together.
Right.
There's one where there's a little squirrel sneaking up on an owl. One where they're like kind of, one's looking, he's almost like his mentor. The squirrel's looking up to the owl.
Yeah. And
the one that you showed me is here. All right, everybody. Well, I hope that you loved that animal announcement. Ben, thanks.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
I mean, it would be.
It was pretty good.
Man. Yeah. Like I feel like about every 10 years, I get really into an animal. And this decade, it's owls.
Owls. Well, owls. The animal of the 2020s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, squirrels are still good.
They're still good, but we've done squirrels. But
now we're on the owls.
But you've never, this was totally unplanned. It feels like a little bit of a miracle to me.
What? That just happens to be end of the decade, out with the old, in with the new.
Right. No, not out with the old. In with the new to join the old.
Okay. Joining the old is some new.
Yeah. Owl buddies. So everybody, for those of you who also work in offices,
buy the 4-pack of mugs.
And start your own Owl Buddies.
Your own
club.
Branch of the Owl Buddies.
Yes. If we get multiple branches of the Owl Buddies started, we'll assign you like lodge numbers.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
This could actually be kind of cool. Like you just pick three friends from work.
Yeah.
You call them the Owl Buddies, send in a picture of you with your mugs, and Ben will send you a certificate.
Absolutely. You'll become an official owl lodge.
All right. Yes. Write us at feedback at
Are you going to start an Owl Buddies chapter?
I mean, once I see the t-shirts, maybe.
You don't sound very committed.
No, I might. I might do it. I don't know if I have three friends at work that will want to drink out of an owl mug.
Well, listen, I've only given it to two friends so far.
You have to find the right buddy.
Well, and see what you do. Here's a trick for you. As far as creating incentive, you create demand. So you know that there are people who want that fourth owl mug, and it's sitting on my desk, and they can't have it.
How do you think, I mean, hopefully none of your coworkers are listening, but how do you think you're going to decide who's going to get it?
We'll see. Someday I'll just know. Someday I'll just know. I actually was going to give it to a fourth guy, and then he didn't show up for work yesterday.
Oh, wow.
For the unveiling of the surprise, because I told everybody on Friday, I've got a surprise for you, an owl-related surprise on Monday. They were expecting to walk into my office and we unleash a live owl, which would have been pretty wild. But it's like, when I said I have an owl surprise,
and you don't
and then
show
you
up.
Take the day off,
yeah.
Wow, you're out of the owl buddies.
Can you rent an owl for the Christmas party?
Probably.
You should.
Yeah.
Let me this is the last thing, then we'll close this episode. I'm going to search on Google, how much does it cost to rent an owl?
Yeah.
Let's find out right here on the air.
There's so many types of owls, too. That's part of what's so wild about them.
Man, the first thing that comes up is Harry Potter fans can rent.
You know what?
Rent time with live owls.
I don't want to rent time, and I don't want to be a Harry Potter fan. Owl rental.
Oh, here we go. About $1,000. Wait, nope. That's not right.
Well, that's pretty good.
This can't be right. How much is an owl? That's to buy an owl. This is so weird. I'm trying to find out how much it costs to rent an owl, and one of the Google responses is,
oh,
how
my
much
goodness
does it cost to rent a camel?
There's a owl. So there's an owl rent-a-car place you've probably found, and then I found this website. Owl leasing. Sounds promising.
Yes.
Face-down equipment for vitrectomy surgery recovery. I don't know what a vitrectomy is. I thought it said vasectomy at first. But it doesn't sound good.
Vitrectomy.
Oh, eye surgery. Okay.
It's a type of eye surgery.
Yeah, look at that lady.
I don't get it. What's she?
Oh, she's recovering from eye surgery.
What's that have to do with an owl?
I don't know. They just called it. It's Owl's the name of the company.
Oh, that explains it.
Vintage owl rentals? I'm guessing it's the type of thing where you have to call them and say what you want it for. They probably, I don't think you can just like add it to your cart.
Yeah, this is going to be more complicated than I planned, so let's move on from this. So, listeners, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono, and I'm a fan of owls.
And we're the Owl Buddies.
No, you're not.
Yet.
You can start your own chapter, but currently, you are not an Owl Buddy.
Fine. We're the Sci-Fi Christians.
And I'm an Owl Buddy. Goodbye.
Signing off.
Well, I thought that was a great episode.
That was a great episode. I just love learning about your real life. I love learning about the animals you're fascinated.
It would have
with.
Been a shame to only make that in a.
I get it now.
Yeah.
They
needed to be the main topic.
Everybody had to know.